The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host.
Mule Talk is on location
in Silverton, Colorado, and Mule Talk has had the opportunity to meet with Lacey Black, who happens to be a piano player, and she owns and runs the Lacey Rose Saloon. So Lacey, thank you for coming on to Mule Talk.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, according to a little bit of history here, you've been around in this area since the year 2000. Is that when you've opened?
Yeah, so I was just 16 whenever I started playing piano in this restaurant, and that was 23 years ago now, so I'll let you do the math on how old I am. But I'm born and raised in Durango, which is about an hour south of here, but I've been up here in Silverton for 23 years. This restaurant just opened under my purview, my ownership this year in May.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm assuming you took piano lessons when you were a child?
Not in the traditional way. My mother was a piano teacher, and so she was teaching kids in our home quite a bit when I was a little kid. And when you're a little kid, you want to do whatever the big kids are doing. So I learned to play piano just to keep up, more or less. And then I found out that I actually really loved it. And, turned it into a career, and that's been my career until May, whenever I opened this restaurant. So
that is so enlightening to hear, because from my experience, it just seems that the art of the piano is somewhat fading, that people just aren't as interested in it, which is a shame. So it's such a delight to meet someone that is keeping the piano spirit alive and everything. So are you drawn to pianos? Like, if you're out anywhere and you see one, I mean, do you have to go look at it and check it out?
Yeah, definitely. Not necessarily pianos in particular, but if I hear a piano being played, I instantly want to go hear it, see it. What kind of piano is it? Is it old? Is it refinished? Is it, you know, what kind of style are they playing? And I'm always curious about other piano players and their stories as well, because everybody's got a different reason why they ended up playing in public, you know, so it's always interesting to me.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So have you had the opportunity to play on a digital piano?
Oh, yeah. I've owned several in my life. I always say, you were talking earlier about how it's kind of a lost art, and I say that the reason for that is the proliferation of keyboards instead of pianos.
Sure.
It used to be in generations before, everyone would have a piano in their home, and everyone would kind of learn to play just kind of like out of boredom or as a matter of course. Like, of course you're going to play piano, because we didn't have video games, we didn't have TVs for many generations before. And so piano was a form of self-entertainment. If not entertainment for others, it was a way to entertain yourself. And I think that's a lost art, because now we have keyboards, which seem like a toy to kids. It's not a way to entertain themselves for very long. It's a disposable toy. And so they don't put the same amount of time and energy into it as they did in generations past, whenever it was a real instrument there in the home, always accessible, always ready to go. You didn't have to turn it on. You didn't have to plug it in. You didn't have to put in batteries. It just always worked. And I think that's the difference. But to be fair, I own a couple digital pianos, and I would play weddings on top of mountains, and you can't really do that with a piano unless you have a helicopter.
No, and that is so awesome that you have done that.
Yeah, so there's a time and place for digital, for sure.
Sure. You know, years ago, I picked up a 100-year-old piano, and I got a forklift, and I had it lifted into my mule trailer, and then I hauled it to a trail ride in Missouri.
Oh, wow.
So, and before I did that, I serenaded my mule on that piano. So, yeah, she was kind of like, well, what are you up to now? So, but what kind of music do you play?
When people ask that question, I always say I'm a bit of a chameleon. I'll be able to play pretty much whatever fits the atmosphere that I'm in. But that said, I'm not great at classical, for example, and I'm not really great at traditional jazz. I can play a lot of the big band and the swing tunes and the popular things, but not a lot of like bebop or you know, yeah, like hardcore jazz.
Right.
So everybody's got their niche, and mine is I gravitate toward the older music, older folk songs, ragtime, but I also just really love any good song, and I know that sounds so vague, but like Bruce Springsteen writes great songs, and so did the Eagles, and so does Taylor Swift, and I can find something to appreciate in every genre of music, even if it's not what I would normally listen to. I can find something I enjoy about it. So,
well, that's pretty cool. So have you written any songs?
I have. I've produced four albums of original music, three of which have words and one of which is just instrumental piano.
Cool.
So,
that is so neat.
Yeah.
So neat. Oh, girl, you
are so talented.
Thanks.
Now, what about horses? Are there any horses in your background or outdoor sports?
Yeah, so growing up, I like every little girl, I think I begged my parents for a horse.
Sure.
You know,
why not?
But we just didn't have the space for it. But the compromise was that I got to learn to ride horses from a lady that my mom knew just down the road from us. So I had to do a lot of chores to earn those. But I learned how to ride horses from a trainer. She raised Appaloosas.
Cool.
Am I saying that right?
Appaloosas, yes.
Yeah.
So
she raised Appaloosas. That was her only job, and she was an excellent teacher, and she had great horses. So I feel like I got spoiled because I learned to ride the best horses.
You bet.
You know. And then after that, once I got into high school, I was in marching band and all these other things, and I just didn't have time to keep up with it. And so after high school, though, I dated a guy who took me horseback riding on our first date, and that was just dreamy to me.
Really? Now that is exciting.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the relationship didn't work out, but it was a very memorable first date, for sure. So anybody listening, thinking of what to do to woo that special lady, I recommend horseback rides.
Well, you know, my husband took me to see the movie The Water Boy on our first date because he knew there was a mule in it, but it was so corny to watch that movie.
I totally forgot you just said the word mule, and growing up I grew up next door to my grandfather, and they had mules. Ruby was actually the name of the little red mule that I actually rode that mule before I ever rode a horse. And just bareback, just, you know, like a little toddler. I think I have pictures of us on Ruby. So
now that is very cool. So tell me more about the Lacey Rose Saloon.
You're open are you open 7 days a week?
We are right now in the summer. This is our first year being open, and we do plan to stay open in the winter, but I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet. We still have to kind of forge our way on that new territory. So right now we're open for breakfast 4 days a week, which is Thursday through Sunday, and then lunch and dinner is 7 days a week right now. But I imagine that's going to change a little bit in the winter as our traffic changes a little bit. But we're in this beautiful hotel that was built in 1882. It's all been refurbished. The people that bought it most recently, about 8 years ago, did a massive multi-million dollar remodel and restoration.
Yes.
And so it's just beautiful.
Yes.
We feel really lucky to be here. So being in the Grand Imperial is kind of like being in the heart of Silverton. So we're in this beautiful space. It's an authentic saloon. I mean, the back bar is from 1902. It's been a saloon since 1902. It's got a bullet hole in the bar from Bat Masterson, who was either not as great a shot as they led us to believe he was, or it was a misfire, or who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe he was cleaning his gun.
Hard to say, right? So there's some actual history here, which I think sets us apart from a lot of places that have popped up trying to recreate what we already have. And then I just really love this room. I mean, I'm being here for 23 years, sitting in this room has really made me appreciate the history and the value of history, you know, in a space like this.
This is really very cool. It's amazing because you bring such a good Wild West spirit to the place, and you're keeping it alive. So it's such a good draw to Silverton. And the Lacey Rose Saloon has drawn in outlaws such as, well, Wyatt Earp / Sheriff Lawman Outlaw and also Doc Holliday. So this is quite a draw for characters.
It is, and you can see why. If you ever walked in, you can understand that Western movie element kind of playing out before your eyes, except in real life, you know, 120 years ago.
Right. So, you know, this would be a perfect background and location for a movie.
It would be, and there's been some movement on filming here. I think there's been some films actually filmed in this building, but I just don't have the details on what those are off the top of my head.
Sure.
We now in Silverton, we have a film office that is trying to help, you know, promote filming and different advertisers are looking at this for advertising options, and then filmmakers are looking at it too, because it's quite a ways off the beaten path. I mean, we're several hours from an interstate, so it's often overlooked, but there's so many locations and options that this area has to offer that kind of endeavor.
So what is the most popular drink that you serve in your saloon?
We are famous for our grand old-fashioned, which is the thing that makes it different from a regular old-fashioned. Most old-fashions use sugar water to make it sweeter, and we use sherry. And then we also use a whiskey-soaked cherry.
Okay.
So it's all booze, but it's all blending of flavors that you just don't get anywhere else. So
And I do see some nutritional value in there with those cherries.
It's a fruit.
Yeah, it is a fruit.
Fiber.
It's one of the food groups.
Yep.
So what about your beer? What is your most popular beer?
You know, in the summertime, it's our Ska Mexican Lager. Ska is a brewery out of Durango, just an hour to our south. And that's a really great summery beer. I compare it to, like, Corona or Tecate, except it's got more flavor. It's not as watery. It's actually... it's like a light Mexican lager, but it's easy drinking, but it has some teeth to it as well. So,
well, you know what? The next time that I'm hauling through your town and I got mules in my trailer, I'm going to look you up and we're going to go for a mule ride.
I would love that. Please do.
Well, do you have a website, or how are you on social media?
We are. The saloon is LaceyRoseSaloon.com, and also Lacey Rose Saloon on Facebook and all that as well. You just need to make sure that you spell Lacey with an E. So that's LACEY. And then all one word, Lacey Rose Saloon. And then I'm on social media as a musician, LaceyBlackMusic.com. And then same for all the social media.
Well, that's awesome. And Lacey, thank you for coming on to Mule Talk. And you did such an awesome job. And I'm thrilled to get your interview. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
And now, from Lacey Black's own CD titled Saloons, Spittoons, and Trail Tunes, we will listen to the Cowboy Waltz medley. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email.
Everycowgirlsdream@gmail.com.
Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.
Mule Talk is an Every Cowgirl's Dream production.